Welcome to STEMAZING Futures, the podcast that explores how women are shaping the future of science, technology, engineering, and mathematics across Europe. I'm your host, and today we're joined by Maria Luca, a civil engineer, sustainability advocate, and an active voice in gender equality. As a key figure in the STEMAZING Women Initiative, Maria brings both technical insight and a social conscience to her work. Maria, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here and share my journey and thoughts on creating more inclusive STEM spaces.
Maria, your background in civil engineering is impressive and quite unique when combined with your activism. Tell us how your journey began.
It started with a passion for building, not just structures, but systems that support people. I studied civil engineering at the Cyprus University of Technology and later specialized in infrastructure and resilience, focusing on how cities can be inclusive and sustainable. But as I progressed, I noticed a big gap, not just in infrastructure, but in the gender balance of the teams I worked with. That inspired me to take action, to use my engineering lens to also challenge social blueprints.
And now you're using that same energy through your involvement in STEMAZING Women, correct?
Exactly. It's been a way to bring technical knowledge together with community empowerment, especially for young women who don't see themselves represented in STEM fields.
What are some of the structural or social challenges women face in STEM from your perspective?
A big one is gender stereotyping, from school age onward. Women are still subtly steered away from technical disciplines. There's also the workplace culture, where leadership and technical excellence are often equated with masculine traits. That leads to fewer women getting visibility, mentorship, or being invited into high-impact projects. In engineering especially, fieldwork and management roles often exclude women either by bias or outdated norms.
Have you experienced that firsthand?
Yes. I've walked onto construction sites where I was mistaken for an assistant or admin staff. You have to prove your competence twice over, but I've learned to take those moments as opportunities to advocate and educate.
Your focus is not just on gender justice, but also on sustainability and resilience. How do these intersect?
They're deeply connected. Sustainable development must include social sustainability, equity, access, participation. Cities built without women's voices are incomplete. That's why I advocate for inclusive urban planning, where infrastructure is co-designed by diverse communities. STEM careers should reflect that too. We need women not only designing bridges, but also shaping digital systems, energy grids, climate strategies.
What opportunities are opening up for women in these emerging fields?
So many. From green construction to climate tech, data-driven policy, smart mobility. And thanks to programs like STEMAZING Women, young women can access mentoring, mobility schemes, and EU-backed opportunities that didn't exist before.
Maria, what would you say to a young woman today considering a STEM path but feeling hesitant?
I'd say, your perspective is valid and needed. STEM isn't just about tools, it's about solving human challenges. If you care about people, the planet, fairness, there's a place for you here. And most importantly, don't wait to be invited. Join the conversation. Build the team. Challenge the norms.
Maria, that's a powerful message, and one that aligns beautifully with the mission of STEMAZING Women. You're a true example of technical brilliance fused with social purpose. And thank you to our listeners for tuning in to STEMAZING Futures. If you're curious about the STEMAZING Women project, visit stemazingwomen.eu. Until next time, stay bold, stay curious, and stay STEMAZING.